Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
What a very great God we serve. This is a brand new month, and the word of the Lord has come to us again this month. I had my father, Bishop Oyedepo, kept saying, since the month began, God spoke to me, it's a month of destiny. It's a month of destiny. It's a month of destiny. And anytime you hear destiny, somebody's story is just changing. I pray in the name of Jesus, this month, your story will change. In the mighty name of Jesus. In a specific time, the prophetic focus for the month is, breakthrough is my heritage in Christ. Can we say that again? And the writer scripture is Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. That is why I know in the name of Jesus Christ, someone will emerge the light of the world this month. It says, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. That is why I know this month, the best of you will emerge. Your world will come to know you this month. Something dramatic is going to happen in your life that will take you from the bottom to the top. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Well, the month of righteousness has really set a very good pace for this month, especially this service. This service is a covenant day of favor. And now that righteousness has prepared us for favor, according to the word of the Lord, in Psalm 5 verse 12, it says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous, with favor will thou compass him as with a shield. I know this service will answer for you and I, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, this month, God is going to be taking us through another teaching. And the teaching for this month is captioned, Unveiling the Breakthrough Power of Love. Unveiling the breakthrough power of love. Remember, the focus, the big picture for the month is breakthrough is my heritage in Christ. We have that as an heritage. We have breakthrough as an inheritance. But we need to understand how to experience the breakthrough. And that's why God is going to be opening us up to how we can experience this breakthrough. And hence, the subject that we're going to focus on during our Sunday services this month. Unveiling the breakthrough power of love, part one. Now, what is love? I know if I begin to ask each and every one of us right now, we have different definitions of love. Especially if I start with the women. If I just call a woman now and ask, what is love? I say, well, when my husband buys a new car for me, that is love. Praise the Lord. And when I ask a child, what is love? He said, well, daddy take us on vacation. That is love. So everybody, we have different. Love is a very relevant, is a word you can relate to a particular situation you are going through. Praise the Lord. But this morning, we want to look at the original description of love, especially from the word of God. Because that is where the love really emanated from, because God is love. So let's see from the pages of the scripture what love is. Now, love in our context is number one, giving one's heart to God. Giving one's heart to God. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26, the scripture says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. The heart is very important. Now, heart can be described in two ways. The natural heart and also the spiritual heart. Both are very important. Because if the natural heart fails, everything is gone. Now, the same thing, if the spiritual heart fails spiritually, everything is gone. So, heart is very critical. And so, love is giving one's heart to God. That's why I love the way it was described in the Bible, that where the heart of a man is, that's where his treasure. No, where the treasure of a man is, that's where his heart is. Remember, some of you, before you came into this service, you already checked the stock market because of your investment. True or false? Okay, you don't need to answer. Because you have your treasure there. Some of you, you already called your companies. So some businessmen here who have companies at Africa. Some, when you call them on covenant or prayer, they are alive. They respond. Why? Because they are already awake before covenant or prayer, transacting business everywhere. But some folks that don't even have any business to do, those are the ones that sleep, you know, they don't even attend covenant or prayer. For instance, you have a business in China. You're already awake like 1 a.m. You're already checking your manager. You're already checking everyone. You have in Nigeria, you're already awake. By 2 a.m., you're already. So your eyes is so very sharp. Why? Because that's where your treasure is. Your heart is there. So love in our context is giving one's heart to God. If you truly love God, your heart will be with God. Your heart will pant after God. Now, let's proceed. Number two, what is love? Love is loving whatever God loves. So it's progressive. When your heart is with God, you will love what God loves. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So if you truly are in love, you will love what God loves. So love in our context is loving what God loves. God loves souls. Anywhere you find yourself, if you truly love God, you will know that is a treasure. Remember, the Bible says, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? What shall a man use in exchange for his soul?" So the soul of a man worth much more than the whole world. And now, so if God loves a soul and you also love a soul, it shows that you truly love God. So your heart should be where God's heart is. God's heart is after souls. He doesn't want anyone to perish, rich or poor, white or black. No discrimination before God. No racism before God. He loves everyone and he loves them equally, regardless of your affiliation or your religion. So when you love God, you will love whatever God loves. And number three, what is love? Love is a God-first lifestyle. A God-first lifestyle. That is, in your priority list, you put God first. That is love. You can do so many things with your time, but when it comes to the things of God, you want to do that first. That is love. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 to 40, the Bible says, "Master, which is a great commandment in the law?" That young man came to Jesus to ask him. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." That is, the word is hung on this commandment of love. A God-first lifestyle. Because if you love God with your heart, with your soul, and with your mind, what is left? That's it. You have given everything to God. God-first. If you have to choose between, I remember several years back, I was trying to get a very good job. Now, and God opened an opportunity for me. But while I was going through the process of interview, the man that was my point of contact there mentioned something that conflicted against my philosophy about God. He said, "Well, this job, you have to put everything in it. This way you go to church and this, you may not have time for that." Oh, that put me off. That just put me off. Because you can't give me a job that will take me from God. No. I eventually did not take that job. I would have entered into a trap. God first in whatever we do. That is love. Number four, what is love? a kingdom priority lifestyle. A kingdom priority lifestyle. That will make the kingdom of God as a priority. Priority. That is something very important to you. Something very special to you. Yesterday I was discussing with my children, and I was showing them one organization I belong to years back, that today, that organization will be celebrating 136 years, 4th October. And that was the Boys Brigade. It was a church-affiliated organization. I grew up from a children's church to be teaching children, so I was opportune to join the Boys Brigade, grew up in the Boys Brigade, you know, from a private to a lance corporal, to a sergeant, to staff sergeant, to warrant officer, to lieutenant, then I became a captain. Praise the Lord. So I've raised so many children. And I was telling my children, you, when I was privileged to raise these children, you would have been in a junior section. You would have been, you would have been in senior section. You would have been anchor boys. Praise the Lord. You see how this love, it has always been a priority. In college, the same thing. Serving God, priority. It was putting God living a priority, God's priority lifestyle that brought me to ministry. My job transferred me to Minnesota, and I said, we can't stay in the house without going to the church. So we started looking for a church we can go to. But when we didn't see anything that looks like they were not feeding us the way we were being fed, we resorted to watching online. And it was one of the days my wife and I were watching online that God spoke to me about starting the church in Minnesota. And we started right in our apartment. I remember one day the apartment, somebody complained, and the apartment owner came and he said, we have to stop it right there. Remove all our signs and whatever. That same day, God opened up hotel, and one thing led to the other. God's priority lifestyle. So many of our pastors, so many of you have the same testimony. How you've been serving God, putting God, doing a kingdom priority lifestyle, and God has been changing your levels. I know this morning someone's story will change. Number 5, what is love? Love is placing God above all else, including oneself. Love is placing God above all else, including oneself. In Luke chapter 14, verse 26 to 27, the Bible says, if any man come to me and hates not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Look at all the people. So when you have to make a choice between God and your wife, God first. You have to make a choice between your children and God, God first. Even between yourself and God, God first. That is love. Placing God above all else, including yourself. That is love. Now, what is in love that engenders breakthrough? Because when you begin to love the way I described love, nothing can stop your breakthrough. But what is in that love that brings about the breakthrough? Number one, love enhances access to revelation. As you begin to love God the way I described it, God will begin to open your eyes to revelation. You will always know what to do. You will always see the scripture beyond the letter. Apostle Paul said, the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. The spirit quickens. So you will go from logos to rhema. You'll be hearing the voice of God. When it's time for you to choose between one job or the other, God will speak to you. That was how God spoke to me. The example of the job I told you. I had his voice. He showed me a revelation. And he provided another alternative job. Now even better than the one that I rejected because of my love for God. So when you love God, you will be open to revelation. Why are people running from pillar to post today? Is because they lack revelation. Why are people going after different prophets today, even commercial prophets? It's because they lack revelation. If you know what to do, you're not going to hoax anyone. If you know the way to go, you're not going to hoax anyone about the way. If you know how to come to the church, you don't need the GPS. So if you know how to hear the voice of God, that's more than enough for you. You have access to revelation. John chapter 15, verse 15. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Access to revelation. Number two, what is in love that engenders breakthrough? Love empowers our faith to deliver maximally. Love empowers our faith to deliver maximally. Some of us have experienced faith delivery at a certain level. But when you begin to love the way we have described it, your faith will continue to work at its peak. How many of you have ever driven your car at the maximum acceleration, maximum speed? Maybe not even half. Because by the time you are half of the speed of your car, even you feel it. So the same way, what you are operating right now is not at the peak. It is love that makes it to work at its peak. Because faith is powered by love. Faith is powered by love. Galatians chapter 5 verse 6. No love, no faith. And you know in the kingdom, everything works by faith. In the kingdom. You cannot even become born again without your faith. You cannot be kept without faith. You cannot receive healing without faith. You cannot connect to God without faith. Even the Bible says they just cannot live without faith. Now, faith is that important, but faith is never going to work at its peak without love. So it's all about the love of God. Love empowers our faith to deliver maximally. That's why in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things. However, it is love that power faith that makes all things a possibility. Number three, love facilitates answers to our prayers. Love facilitates answers to our prayers. God is not a prayer-storing God. God does not store prayers. God answers prayers. But it is our love for God that makes our prayers answered by Him. In Psalm 66, verse 18 to 19, David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. And of course, you can see David, a man after God's own heart. Every time he makes inquiry from God, God responds. When you love God, you will not be afraid to ask God anything. When you love Him. And when you are God's lover, He will always respond to you. Now, if you love someone, no matter how you are busy, when you receive the call, you pick the call. Praise the Lord. Now, if you are a busy executive and some individuals are calling you, when you see the call, you reply. Thank God for iPhone. There are so many texts. I'm busy now. I'll call back. You just hit the text. It will send. But when your wife calls, you pick. No matter how busy you are. Oh, sweetie, just 1 minute, I'll call you back. Everything okay? Okay, all right. Praise the Lord. Because of what? Because of love. Now, imagine you now have a landline, and the phone now rings on landline. That one, you have to pick it immediately. Because you know it's one of your children calling. Praise the Lord. So you pick it. Is everybody okay? Is everybody doing okay? Okay, now I'm busy now. Please don't disturb me again. I'll call you back. That's the same way God responds to his lovers. His line might be busy to non-lovers. But when a lover calls, all trunks are never busy. Praise the Lord. Is somebody getting something this morning? In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 18 to 22, we saw an example of how David prayed and God answered. Now, what is in love that engenders breakthrough? That's what we are discussing. Because when you have revelation, you experience breakthrough. When your faith works, you experience breakthrough. And when your prayers are answered by God, you experience breakthrough. And number four, love enhances access to wisdom from above. We can use the old day to talk about wisdom. If you need to ask anything from God, don't forget to ask wisdom. Wisdom makes marriage work. Wisdom makes business work. Wisdom makes relationship work. Wisdom makes church grow. Wisdom makes finances work. If I study in the book of Proverbs, I love a particular description about wisdom. He said, everything a man will ever think of cannot be compared to wisdom. That is to just imagine. I wish I can have a house worth 10 million, have a jet, have businesses all over the world. You can't equate that to wisdom. That's how much wisdom is profitable. And he says wisdom is even profitable to direct. He says wisdom is a principal thing, therefore get wisdom. In all you're getting, get understanding. Wisdom brings peace. Because when you know how to handle situation, there will always be peace. Wisdom brings creativity. And now we're not talking about intellectual wisdom. Yes, there is room for that. But when you have intellectual wisdom and you now have divine wisdom, you are a supermaster. Praise the Lord. This is divine wisdom. And that is what love does. Love brings us into the realm of wisdom from above. We saw that in the life of David. We saw the testimony about him. Because he has the Spirit of God upon him. He has the love of God upon him. Look at his testimony. That he was as wise as angels. 2 Samuel chapter 14 verse 20. To fetch about this form of speech, as thy servant Joab done this thing, and my Lord is wise according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are in the earth. That was David. By the wisdom of God upon his life. I pray in the name of Jesus this morning, God's wisdom is coming afresh upon somebody. So when you love God, you are automatically set for breakthrough. With all I have said right now, you cannot experience stagnation in life. You cannot experience breakdown in life. If you are a student, look at one of the testimonies we had this morning. One of the pastors prayed with her, and she was successful in that NCLEX examination. That's how it happens. When you love God, you receive answers to your prayers. And when you receive answers to your prayers, all obstacles are taken off. When you love God, God opens your eyes to revelation. And when you have revelation, you know what to do. You cannot be stagnated. That's breakthrough. When you love God and you love his kingdom, you have access to wisdom. So you are very, very relevant. Do you know the reason why they fire people at work? It's when you are no longer relevant. When you are very relevant, nobody can fire you. In fact, when you tell them you want to leave or they suspect you want to leave, they will change your position, give you another position or give you some more benefits to entice you because of your relevance. With the wisdom of God, you become so creative, your mind becomes so productive that it will be very difficult for you to just be laid off. That's what we are saying. And when you are at that position, you are not stagnated in your career. You are not experiencing breakdown. You are experiencing breakthrough. And this can be applied to any area of life. Will somebody enlist in serving in the love of God this morning? Now, I know you love God, but change to the next gear. Maybe you are in gear one or two, for those of us who knows how to drive manual. You can't move too fast with gear two. In fact, you'll be complaining. As soon as you increase your acceleration on gear two, it will be telling you to change to three, to change to four, or to change to five. So you have tarried on second acceleration too long. You need to move. You need to update it. And I know in the name of Jesus, somebody's changing level this morning. In the name of Jesus. Somebody blessed. Give the Lord a big, big hand of praise. Now, having said that, let's go into the covenant day of favor. Anybody loves favor here? Oh, I love favor. I love it. I love it because favor is better than labor. When you labor for 1 hour, you may get $60 an hour. Let's even make it a little bit more interesting. $120 an hour. I know averagely, nobody gets that. On the average, not everybody. Yeah, some are more than that. But let's just put it at average. Because some are still on $10 an hour, $17 an hour. That's okay. You don't despise the day of little beginning. But let's just put it that way. Now, if labor will give you $120 an hour, favor will give you $1 million an hour. Which one do you want? I mean, you can't even compare favor with labor. You can't compare it. That is why I know in the name of Jesus Christ, you have labored enough. Beginning from this service, you will start enjoying God's favor. Let me hear your believing amen. Now, what are the keys to operating in the realms of divine favor? Number one, new birth. New birth brings us into favor with God and favor with man. Psalm 5 verse 12, thou Lord will bless the righteous with favor. You will compass him as with shield. If you are not born again, you cannot enjoy the favor of God to the fullest. So if you are under the sound of my voice this morning, you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, what you need to do is to receive him, is to have a relationship with him. Then you begin to enjoy his favor. New birth is the foundation for favor. Now, number two, key to operating in the realms of divine favor, serving God and the interests of his kingdom. Serving God and the interests of his kingdom. That engenders divine favor. I'm sure somebody is not tired about serving God. It's hardly can you come into this church and you won't hear about serving God. Believe me, that's the truth. Before I joined this commission, I have been serving God. Now, when I joined this commission, my understanding became brighter. So, no wonder I've been experiencing all of these things. Now, I will do more to serve God more. I mean, there's hardly any teaching you're going to hear now that you're not going to hear about serving God. Now, hear this. This is humorous. The way you are seated in the church right now, you are not serving God, though. It's God that is serving you. Because you are here seated hearing the word, right? So who is servicing you? It's God. This is spiritual food you are hearing now. The choir, beautiful ministration you've had. They are all spiritual food. The prayer, the music, everything. So who is serving who? Now, when you now begin to usher people to sit down, you are serving God. When you now begin to clean, you are serving God. When you now begin to project the image behind the camera, you are serving God. When you now begin to sing, you are serving God. You playing drum, you are serving God. You bringing people, driving people to church, you are serving God. You sending text message for people not to forget about church. But if all you do is just to come and listen to beautiful message, oh man, I just love Pastor Ajayi. Man, the guy is, he's a very cool guy. I mean, I like to listen to him. If that's everything you do,
You are not serving God.
And believe me, we have ample opportunity to serve God. Especially all the ones I mentioned, their physical service. I mean, blessed. But we also have spiritual opportunity to serve God by going on our knees and praying for souls to be saved. That's all is important to God. And also reaching out to souls and telling them about Jesus Christ. Yesterday, my family was watching TBN and watching documentary about Billy Graham. See how this great man of God, even if you see here his message, now you still see that very sound, you know, voice, clarity. Receive Jesus, my friend. The only thing you need in the world is Jesus Christ. A life without Jesus is an empty life. Receive him today, my friend. He loves you. Hallelujah. That's the voice of Billy Graham. And that's the only thing he did. And look at people, souls. And the voice is still speaking even in death. Praise the Lord. Serve God. Don't just carry title and don't serve. There's nothing in title. God's servant said no entitlement in title. Serve, be there. Ask, how can I improve this? What can I do to make this better? Be on the field, reach out to souls. You meet somebody in the car, preach the gospel. On the bus, preach the gospel. In your neighborhood, preach the gospel. I bust into one Hispanic man. One night I was going to park my car. Sacomesta, he was so interested when he had that. He blew another one. I didn't know what to reply. I said, amigo, small. poquito, small. I said, however, Dios los bendiga. I said, amen. Te invito a la iglesia. Amen. We are iglesia. I said, Hempstead. He said, another one. I didn't understand. I said, give me your number. He said, me now drunk. I said, you see? You drunk now. You need to repent and give your life to Christ. So any opportunity you can bust into somebody at any point in time, reach out to them. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. The time to favor the set time is come for thy servant. Take pleasure in a stone and favor the doors thereof. When you take pleasure in the things of God, God will take pleasure in your things. Number three, key to covenant of divine favor. But before we go there, just one example. Look at Jesus Christ, our role model. He was after his father's business, even at a very young age. And Jesus increased in stature and wisdom and having favor with God and men. Luke chapter 2, verse 49. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And the next thing we heard about him in verse 52, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. When you have favor with God, you always have favor with man. Shout hallelujah. No one ever runs out of favor, running after God and the interests of his kingdom. We can overheard, if there's something like that, that scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Number three, sacrificial investment of our financial resources in promoting the kingdom procures favor. Sacrificial investment of our financial resources. Now, you can't be on the go. You can't be on your knee. Your money can go for you. Your money can go for you. We use money to print resources to take out. Now, we have more resources. We have flyers. We have tracts to take out. Now, we use money to feed the poor on the field when we meet them. To meet their need, people come for welfare. It's part of kingdom service. So if God has blessed you, you can make a sacrifice towards that. There are people that are on the go. That's their calling all the time. They want to reach out to everyone. Your resources can go a long way to promote that if you are not available. If you cannot serve God with your time, then you can serve God with your resources. So nobody has any excuse. Look at King Solomon. He served God with his resources in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 13. And look at how God favored him. He didn't fight any battle because he experienced God's wisdom by his heart for God. Favor answered for him everywhere. Now, look at this story in Luke chapter 7, verse 1 to 4. There was this man whose servant was sick, a centurion whose servant was sick. Then he sent elders to Jesus to go and beckon Jesus to come and heal the servant. And now, one thing they told Jesus Christ is that this man is a very good man. He built synagogue for us. I believe Jesus thought, well, if this man has a heart for God like that, I must go and heal his servant. And now, the Holy Spirit brought my attention to another thing in that scripture. Luke chapter 7, verse 1 to 4. The man needed to send somebody to Jesus to come and heal his servant. Do you think if the servant was not relevant, the centurion would care about him? No. It was because the servant was very relevant to him. The servant was serving him. That was why he could send somebody to Jesus. I mean, a centurion have access to several servants. He could have just removed that one and get another one. But because the man was relevant to him. So when you are relevant to God, God will always be passionate about you. God will always care for you. He will not allow any sickness to pull you down. That's another lesson to learn there. And the man sent for Jesus Christ, and Jesus said, I will go. And Jesus went with them. He was on his way. Just because of one testimony, this man is a good man. He built synagogue for us. So your seed, your tithe, your offering, they are being referenced by heaven. Don't think you are giving to man. You are giving to God. So a sacrificial investment of our financial resources in promoting the kingdom procures God's favor. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, from this service this morning, God's favor will answer in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. To everyone who wants to be married, already you know there is God's hand upon this church for marriage. Now, it takes favor. In Proverbs 18:22, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The same one, whosoever finds a good man, find favor of God. So therefore, I decree the name of Jesus on this covenant day of favor. Anyone believing God for marriage partner, God will favor you. In the name of Jesus. It also takes favor to be promoted. What education does Joseph ask? Joseph had no education. Remember the age he got to Egypt and he was a slave in Potiphar's house, then into prison. Then he became the prime minister in Egypt. All by God's favor. God's favor gives wisdom, and wisdom lifts higher. It's anyone that can provide the solution that is lifted. I pray in the name of Jesus this morning, that long-awaited promotion, God's favor will deliver it to you. Let me hear your believing amen. God's favor also brings supernatural fruitfulness. If childbearing is just biological, everybody would have given birth. But it's not just biological. It's by God's favor. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, everyone believing God for miracle children, the favor of God will answer for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. God's favor brings immigration breakthrough. Don't you ever think it is only when you do it the way of the world. Even though I don't despise people or chastise them when they have gone into error, But if you have not gone into it, don't try it. Don't go into it. Don't limit the blessing of God to one way. Don't do it the way of the world. Trust in the Lord. Believe in God's favor. What you think is impossible is a possibility with God. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that God's favor concerning your immigration challenge, God's favor will answer for you. Concerning your career, God's favor will answer for you. Concerning your finances, God's favor will answer for you. Look at the Israelites. They spent 430 years in Egypt, but just one night, they were paid retroactively. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, everything the enemy has taken away or deprived you of, by the favor of God, it shall be delivered to you. And every eye closed. You are here in this service this morning, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift up your hands. And if you are at your home too, as a sign of surrender, nobody is even seeing you at your home, lift up your hands too. Thank you for those hands. Lift up your hands. You want to receive Jesus, lift up your hands. Amen. Please stand with me, stand on your feet. You want to receive Jesus, please stand up on your feet. I want to pray for you. I'd like to pray for you this morning. If you are in your home too, please stand. I would like to pray for you. Say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I surrender my life to you. Wash me with your blood. Come into my life. I make you my Lord and my Savior. I rededicate my life to you. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these souls here in this sanctuary this morning. And those connected to us online, you said in your word, whoever comes to you, you will not cast out. Father, they have come to you. Wash them with your blood. Come into their life. Be their Lord and their Savior. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, if any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Welcome into newness of life. It's a new beginning for you. Satan has lost a battle over your life. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.